And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I'm Kempton Bryan with Rod Shrek and Gaston Donnelly. And we are into our, now what we call our exposed segment with John and Mariana, our young college age groups out there that are actually online. Get connected on worshipfactory.net. Get connected, stay connected. Johnny, what are you doing? How are you doing? We're in studio actually with one and only American Idol, too, Charity Vance from American Idol, from the Night Sees American Idol,
who's
doing her own album, by the way, that's out there, too, that's coming out with Icing, which is pretty cool, too.
Icing's out, yes. You can get it on iTunes.
Very cool.
It's great. Is that the single? Is there a single?
Yes, it is. We just finished filming a music video for it, and I'm so psyched about that coming out, so. It's going to be fun.
How was it shooting the music video?
I just recently moved to Nashville, Tennessee, which I've fallen in love with it. But I'm originally from Little Rock, Arkansas. And I got the chance to go back home and get all of my girlfriends together. And it was a very fun day. I cannot even believe we did it in a day. It was over, 50 girls dresses and bubbles and everything
very
you can imagine
cool.
That's girly. So, yeah. I mean, Icing.
It's glitter.
Like a fun little song, but it was definitely a great day.
Now you're awesome. 18 years old, I
am 18.
Wow. You've got such a dynamic personality. I was sitting there, and just by your bubbly personality, it's just incredible. You just, the light just shines right through you. You're just really unbelievable.
So sweet.
An amazing voice, but it's just amazing personality, too. And just, you can always tell when young people are around of how they've been raised and what they've been doing.
Mm.
Just by the way that you go. And no, it really does. I mean,
my family, I'm so blessed. I really am. I have incredible parents. They do everything for me and I do anything for them. And I'm an only child, so we have that whole little thing going. But thank you so much. That means a lot.
No, it means a lot to us, too. You're doing it out there. And one of the people that are doing it, keep on. And pick up a copy of your iTunes for sure. Icing, which is out there. Grab a copy of it. You know, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful tune.
Cool.
You've actually heard it on the show and you'll hear it again. Mariana, what do you think about?
I just think it's so awesome to hear about. I mean, how was your experience with American Idol? I mean, tell me about that.
There's so many things to say, really. I don't know. Do you want to know about the judges' experience, Hollywood?
I don't know. Just like, has anything changed from, you know, pre-American Idol and then post-American Idol?
I done a couple things outside of Arkansas. A couple of things random, but now it's so much bigger. After American Idol, of course, it's a national thing. I mean, give me a break. Like, random countries, random people, they still remember me. Guys, season 9? Like, this is weird. But the show is an incredible tool, and I'm so thankful that I got the chance to be on it. I only made it to the top 70, but it still has done things for me. And, I mean, they gave me a good amount of airtime. They were very kind to me, and I enjoyed it. I met some great friends. We still keep up. It's a great thing. It really was.
It's incredible. When I talk to kids at AFI or any of the schools, I'll tell them, you know, you said just then, only made it to the top 70, and it's amazing. It's just like an extra in work. We used to tell from film and television, we used to say, you know what, we couldn't make a movie without an extra. And so when you say top 70 of the top show in the world, probably would be an American Idol. I mean,
yeah, that's an understatement. Seriously.
There's like hundreds of thousands of people that try out.
I only made it to the top 70.
Yeah,
it's like,
okay,
are you kidding
well,
me?
I just mean, okay, well, I'm very thankful to make it top 70. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying they may have a top 24. They have a top 2. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, I mean, out of all the people, I mean, yes, it is crazy that I even made it that far, but it was God, you know? I mean, really. It was awesome. And I actually got to do it the last season of Simon, so that was actually really fun, too.
How was he to work with? How was he as far as it goes?
Is he as mean as people think he is?
Yeah, everybody always asks that. I loved him. I loved the judges. I loved Kara. I looked up to her as a writer.
Yeah.
I looked up to her so much, of course. I don't know. Simon... He was nice to me. He was actually very kind.
He's got a different sense of humor.
He takes to some people, and I was fortunate enough for it to... Yeah, I was nervous about
that. And you are listening to Charity Vance in Worship Factory on worshipfactory.net. This is Worship Factory Radio. And I'd like to know, too, as far as, I mean, obviously a writer, 18 years old. When did you start writing? What is your musical background? I'd love to know that.
Musical background, let's see. Started out in church, as a lot of people do. I'm so thankful. It's my heart, you know, it's where my music comes from.
Are your parents musical?
My dad is so sweet, guys. He's not musical. My mother, I mean, my dad's a writer. That's where I get my writer, my whole writing background from. But my mom is an incredible singer. But started out in church. My mom and I used to sing together. And then I kind of eased myself into musical theater in Arkansas. Amazing. You know,
musical theater. I know. We're musical theater geeks.
Great way to start.
Sweet charity.
It is. It really is. It pulls so much energy out of you. It shows you how to really, like, be comfortable on stage, I guess. And, I mean, it's figuring out a whole different thing when it's your music compared to acting as another person. You know, whenever you're performing your music and whenever you're doing a play, it's totally different. But it still gave me a great background, and I love musical theater.
And you learn how to use jazz hands.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget those jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
What's it like to be, when you went, what was the mindset when you went to actually want to go on American Idol? You were obviously, about 16, 17?
Yes, I just turned 16. I was trying out, and then in the Hollywood Week, I was 17 was because it came later, but yeah, it was great.
How was it like being so young on American Idol? I mean, people?
Yeah, it was really crazy.
You're 16?
I mean, we have watched the show. I mean, I'm sure everybody at this age, you grew up watching Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, all these people. You are obsessed. I was obsessed. And
I would attest to that. I still watch Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson. And they're very good-looking, attractive girls. So,
oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Okay. It's not what watch them.
I'll agree with that. I will agree.
Anyway, yes. Okay, they are beautiful. But watched it. I looked up to the show. Of course, when I turned 16. I was like, Mom, Dad, drive me to Chicago. And of course, we drove there. So
Chicago from Arkansas to audition.
Awesome.
So, yeah, 10 hours, 11 hours, whatever. 8. I don't remember. It was too much.
I always wonder, how long did it take, you know, when you see all these big, huge, when they go out on their scouts?
A long time.
I bet it did. It had to take days and days. It seems like it. It's like,
yeah,
it's got to be like an all day before
they go. But it was so worth it. Like I said, the people you meet, totally worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. I did it with my best friend. The night before the audition, you guys, this is such a weird story. I went to this camp my whole life called Brook Hill Church Camp in Arkansas. I was going to be a counselor, finally. Okay, instead, I called them and I said, you guys, okay, Chicago, I feel like I need to go there. I feel like I need to try out for American Idol. And they were like, you better get far. Because I was supposed to be a counselor, and they were like, you know what? We want you to go. And so, because, I mean, they have so many counselors, so I ended up going the week that... Anyway, that doesn't matter. But I went to American Idol, and I tried out with my best friend, and we had so much fun. It was so worth it.
Wow, life-changing, that's for sure. I mean, yeah. And we are in studio with Charity Vance from American Idol, and you are listening to Worship Back to you on KKLA 99.5 FM. You know, where do you go from here?
Okay, let's see. God, help me. No, I'm just kidding. yeah, I've got some things going. Definitely, I've got some songs out on iTunes. I wrote them all, and... the best way to keep in touch with me and to see what I'm doing, shows-wise, just everything like that, songs, music videos, is charityvance.net, charityvance.net. That's how you keep up with me. And I play shows all around Tennessee. I'm about to go on some different college tours and some things like that. And Icing music videos coming out. I've got some other videos, some music videos on YouTube. I don't know. It's just fun getting to experience all this. I love singing and to be able to do it. In Nashville and writing, it's an experience for this little girl.
That's totally what we love about
Arkansas.
You. You're on a roll. You're going. It's like, follow me. Come on. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be a ride.
Thank you.
It's
so
very
much.
Cool.
Oh, I love it.
In your travels, I have a question.
Okay,
there's got to be something funny, like the most funny story, because you said that just American Idol opened up some doors. So I know you have some either funny story or something really embarrassing that you wouldn't want to share, but I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, okay, well, I have actually a really sweet story. Does that work?
So girly.
Okay, come on, yeah. You're with girls.
She's sweet.
I know, the estrogen levels are so... Even my father's got estrogen
levels. You know what, you're lucky
that... I'm surrounded by
women. You're lucky that your face isn't full of glitter right now, all right? You're lucky that we haven't used you as some sort of makeup doll.
I'm going to go buy a bedazzled shirt.
Oh, man.
A bedazzled, not of this world shirt.
Yeah, that's right. It'll work out good.
Well, I want to hear the sweet story for sure.
Okay, American Idol. He wanted to know American Idol story, and I have a really good one. You guys, everyone get ready. Here I go. I'm this girl as of this moment. I met my boyfriend in line in American Idol. And yes, and we've been still going for a year and I don't know, a year and a half, I guess now. And he is an incredible Christian man. And he's also a musician, of course, since he was trying out, and he wasn't even going to, and his friends made him, and I don't know, we were both originally from Arkansas, he lived in Nashville, and I ended up moving there too. We love music together, and we write together. He's got this cool, like, power pop band, like, Disney thing. It's, like, hilarious. I'm not like that, but I love it. It's just so weird. Like, we have a cool thing
going. Very cool. There's a shout-out to the boyfriend.
Yeah. Is that Bobby? Yeah. Wait, I was going to say, what's his name?
His name is Bobby, and his band is Half Priced Arts, guys. You would love it. Everyone listening, it's amazing. Cool.
We will.
He's out there in Nashville, too. And yeah. The music capital of the world. I mean, without a doubt. It definitely
especially country
is, for
music.
Sure. Country music.
Yeah, country, but let me just warn you right music. Now. The scene is every other, it's so not only country.
Yeah, like, I went out there. It was cool.
I am in awe.
Yeah, you told us it was very indie. Right?
Yeah, I mean, there with Belmont and Vandy, it's like indie scene. There's, of course, there's a great Christian, Christian country's always been there. But there's an indie scene and a folk and now Bobby's got this Half Price Tarts pop, power pop thing going. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us
and
your Listen Worship Factor on KKLA 91.5. And that was Charity Vance.
Woohoo.
You know, Rod, it's such a great day to be able to have these two guests that we've had
wonderful.
Into the studio today. It's
yeah.
just a wonderful young talent of Charity Vance from American Idol and then obviously Aurelio Barreto.
Yeah, and we have the privilege of meeting these people and actually spending time with them and seeing what quality people they are. I just want our listeners to be encouraged that there are believers out there in the creative community that are doing outstanding things, and we're all part of that. And I tell you what hit me about Aurelio. When he's mentioned that he talked to his friend and he apologized because he had never told him and how he felt like this must be some big secret because he didn't know about it, I'm thinking, how many people do I know
that
I haven't said it
that
to?
That they would say that to us. Yeah.
That just broke my heart.
Wow. Yeah, I saw you when you were over there and he was actually talking and I saw it really hit you as well. It was just, you know, what an amazing story. Wow. What a gift to be able to dedicate your life now, have it all by this worldly example anyway of the world and then to turn around and give it back to the Lord. It's just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just quickly, the last two things. I just love that we have the spectrum of age here. We have young Charity Vance and we've got this, established businessman. And anywhere we are in our lives, young, old, doesn't matter our nationality, how much money we have, how much experience we have, how the lack of anything, God will use us. God will touch us. God will speak to us.
And you're listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Worship Factory. Get online, get connected, stay connected at worshipfactory.net. This is for you. It's not about us. So get connected. See you next week.